You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harton.
Welcome back to Fan Talk here on Country Tune Tuesday.
Yeah, that wasn't so bro, was it?
No, that wasn't bro at all. Raining outside now, but as far as we know, Augusta and the River Dogs still on. If we hear anything between now and the time we go off the air, we will certainly let you know on that. Also, Braves and Cardinals tonight in St. Louis. That'll be at 8 o'clock, and we'll have that on 94.7 FM. And 9:10 a.m. The only thing, good thing about Braves and Cardinals at 8 o'clock, that gives me an extra hour when I get home to get some things done. I don't have to rush in front of the TV at 7, but it also means I have to stay up an extra hour later.
We got some housekeeping things we got to get done at the house?
Yeah, I guess so.
You mowed the yard this weekend.
Anything big in the Olympics tonight? Do you know it?
I'm not sure. I know USA Basketball, they beat Spain, and that's on NBC right now, even though I heard about that at 9 this morning. So
right.
I'm not sure. Let me check on that.
I think the baseball team plays at 11 o'clock tonight, but I don't even know if there's any channel even covering Olympic baseball. That's something Major League Baseball Network maybe should have picked up or something. I get it. They aren't owned by NBC. But I imagine there would be some interest in the United States Olympic team.
Yeah, absolutely. We do have tonight the 400-meter hurdles with world record holder USA Sydney McLaughlin. She will be running tonight. But as far as that goes, that's the only really big track event that's going on tonight.
Well, there you go. Everything else probably taped.
Yeah, I mean, tomorrow we got the 200-meter final with our two USA kids, the one super young kid, and then the men's 800 final as
right.
well.
So there you go. So Olympics tonight in baseball, that is what's coming up tonight in sports. 843-721-9500 is the number to call. Again, we've been talking about different scenarios. What's next in college football? In my opinion, some things you look for. What the Big 12 does, they are the ones that are desperate right now. Mm. Big 10 has a good TV deal. They have a great TV deal. Mm. ACC's got a good TV deal. SEC has an outstanding TV deal. Pac-12's, yeah. But you got a brand new commissioner who I think will change that. The Big 12 is desperate.
Absolutely.
You know, they will get, I mean, Texas and Oklahoma will play in the Big 12 this year.
Right.
So that money will still be there. But as far as down the road, they are desperate.
Absolutely.
They've got to figure out their future.
Yeah, like we said at the beginning of the show, the schools need to get on the phone and figure out what the next move is because it's going to happen quick. 2025 is not when Texas and Oklahoma is
going to No, they're coming a lot sooner than that.
Yeah, I would say 2022,
I mean, I think if you think it's going to be 4 years before that happens, I think you are you are sadly mistaken.
Thinking wrong. Yeah, the Big Ten, I didn't realize they have more than $1 billion TV deal.
Yeah, they got a great TV deal.
Yeah, $250 million.
They had the first network, the Big Ten network.
That's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And now then everybody followed suit and realized how much money they could make.
Right. Which would be one thing that, I mean, you know, I brought up Penn State. Are they happy in the Big Ten? Certainly they're happy getting that check every year. But some things they might not be happy about. They wanted to play football last year, and the Big Ten really screwed that up. And also, Penn State won the Big Ten championship, and they screwed Penn State out of going to the Rose Bowl.
Yeah, it seems like every year Penn State is very,
or going
very
to the
close.
Championship.
Yeah,
sorry.
They're always very close to those top four teams trying to get in there.
I mean, there are some reasons why Penn State might not be happy. There is some distance. Out there between Penn State. I mean, there's a pretty big gap between Penn State and who would be the nearest one? Ohio State, I guess.
Ohio State, yeah.
You know,
Michigan.
Matt, it's a nice little haul if you're a Penn State fan. If you wanted to go to a Nebraska game,
hop on
Lincoln.
Flight.
But I'm just throwing out things to look for. I think you need to look at what Notre Dame does.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be, besides Texas and Oklahoma, we should now look at Notre Dame to see what they're, and West Virginia to see what's going to happen next.
I do think with Notre Dame, we're going to get to a point where Notre Dame is either going to have to join a conference or they are going to have to be an independent in all sports.
Yeah, it's got to be one or the other, especially with the
TV deal. ACC can't be tied down to a deal where Notre Dame is not playing football in their conference. I never would have agreed to it in the first place.
No, it never made sense to me how everything else besides football is under the ACC. I just don't understand that.
But I believe there is in writing that if the ACC expands, that Notre Dame has the first option.
Okay.
For membership for football.
That makes a lot of sense. You want to bring Notre Dame in as far as brand power goes, because you're right. Texas and Oklahoma top brands. That next team is Notre Dame.
And I think if the SEC adds any more teams, which I don't know if they will or not, I have no idea. But I do think the SEC adds two more teams, then all hell is fixing to break loose. I really do believe that. But again, I can't say this enough. Conferences are not going to simply add teams for numbers. When I say numbers, just to go to 16, just to go to 20. They're going to add teams now that bring value. Because it's all about – and the bottom line is – all this is about the TV contracts.
All about money.
It really is. Bottom line, it's all about money.
Right. If you get more money, you get better facilities, and you get better coaching, and that means better recruits. And that's how you build the program.
So who knows what's going to happen. I just think, me personally, that's some of the things you have to look for as we continue to where we're headed in college football. I hope they take a break.
Let us relax.
I do think they all have something a lot more pertinent to worry about, and that is pulling off this season, which I don't think any of us, when all this started back in, what was it, March 2020, I guess?
Yep.
We thought it'd be over with by last football season.
Right, yeah. Were you talking
and
about
here
COVID?
We are, yeah.
Yeah.
And now we're looking at another football season, and – as Scotty Eisberg just said, several high school teams in the area have had to shut down. You have baseball players testing positive. I'm sure we're going to get NFL camp reports.
Yeah.
We already got them. Minnesota's down three quarterbacks.
Well, yeah, Minnesota, they got the lowest vaccination rate of anybody in the NFL. I believe it's 65% of the teams. And so that's what's going to happen. But regardless, even if you are vaccinated, it seems like people are still testing positive. So.
Right. 843-721-9500 is the number to call. One other college note, Syracuse women's basketball, Quentin Hillsman, he has resigned after abuse, unwanted contact allegations surfaced. And we know that Carolina picked up the freshman of the year from Syracuse.
That's right. Yeah.
6'9".
Yeah, he's a big guy.
Girl.
Excuse me.
It's a girl.
Yeah, I'm reading my wrong notes. I apologize. She's very tall.
It would be a big guy, but this is a girl.
This is
6'9".
That's an incredibly tall woman. Absolutely.
Let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Hey, Bobby, it's William. Look for pretty good sources that I know. Look for a super conference to be formed up in the upper Midwest. Let's look at Ohio State, Michigan, Wisconsin, Notre Dame, S4, and the Super Conference will probably consist of about 14 schools, okay? So you can fill in the rest of the blanks. You know where to go with that. But there's your top four.
Yeah, you'd have to have more than 14 schools in a Super Conference, wouldn't you?
14 to 16.
Right. Well, yeah. I guess that would be that. So, in other words, you're saying all those schools and would pull out of their respective conferences and form another conference.
Yes, sir. Right. That is correct. Well, to form their own super conference in the Upper Midwest band across there.
I got you.
They got to compete. They have to compete now.
Well, we'll see what we'll and I appreciate the call. I mean, I'm just thinking how that would work. Obviously, they would get a hellacious TV contract.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to form a conference with 16 teams, have no pansies in it whatsoever, and they're going to have to play each other all year?
Yeah, that you have to have the filler teams in these conferences as well, because you can't have the top dogs playing the top dogs back to back to back.
Right.
You have to have some filler.
I think it's going to be bigger than that.
Oh.
I think the Super Conference is going to be at least 32 teams. I think I'm looking at it when we say Super Conference, maybe we should say change the name to Super Division.
Super Division, Super League,
where you have a Division 1 and a Division 1B.
Yeah.
A 1A and a 1B.
Yeah, 1A, 1B. It's much better than the pods we were talking about.
I don't see
it.
One conference forming. And then what? The other people that are left, they'll play their they'll play out, they'll and then when we get to the playoffs?
Yeah.
I see a super division.
Yeah, super division.
That'll have their own championship.
Mm-hmm.
That'll completely break away from everybody else.
Yeah,
and we'll have Division One right now, 130 schools would have two separate divisions.
Mm-hmm. That would make the most sense. That would make the most sense if we're talking.
So we'd
about...
have a 1A, 1B, then you'd have the FCS, then you have Division Two, and then you have Division Three.
Mm-hmm. NA.
I'm thinking we're talking about creating a completely new division.
Yeah, I think
in college football.
I think that's what we're coming to, especially if you have that many teams joining.
And the super division would have their own championship. The other schools that left would have their own championship. That's the way I kind of envision how this will come to be.
I'll tell you what, the people at the NCAA and the SEC should be listening to this show, because we are giving them a ton of ideas right now.
But the problem is the TV contracts for Division 1B are not going to be anything close to what they're going to be for the TV contracts for 1A.
Right, and that's... capitalism, I
so
guess.
So you're talking about a lot of schools going to take a major hit.
Oh, absolutely.
That's just, I mean, I can't foresee a 16-team super conference that would compete in the playoffs against the other conferences.
No, that wouldn't be what we're talking about in the grand
scheme. Why would
any
other schools won't be interested in doing that?
They wouldn't. They wouldn't, because it wouldn't be competitive. You're exactly right.
Whatever's coming, it's going to be interesting. So we got to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Definitely a mess now on the roadways. If you're traveling 17A at College Park Road, an accident. Ashley Phosphate at Windsor Hill. Midland Park at Stalls, still causing heavy traffic. 165 at Savannah Highway, still clearing. New problems on the interstate westbound. One at the Ravenel Bridge, one at mile marker 218, and one at mile marker 217. As you can imagine, leaving the downtown area on I-26 is a slow go. There's an accident Dorchester near Industrial, and two separate wrecks Rivers near Hawthorne. One stalled auto Sam Rittenberg Boulevard at Savannah Highway. Be careful. Traffic's brought to you by CSL Plasma. New donors can earn $825 in the first month. Two locations on Rivers Avenue, across from Northwoods Mall, and across from the Old Naval Hospital. CSL Plasma, good for you, great for life. That's the latest Tri-County traffic update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic report brought to you by the Concrete Rose Foundation, uplifting the youth of the community through sports and mentoring. Visit ConcreteRoseFoundation.com to sign up for the West Ashley Junior Wildcats football team, ages 5 through 12.
Weather. Brought to you by Joy Law Firm. Insurance company not playing fair? Let Joy Law Firm level the playing field. Just call Joy, 888-8888.
Here's your afternoon forecast. Periods of rain and a thunderstorm and a high around 79. Heavy rain and a thunderstorm tonight. Total rainfall of the day could lead to flooding. Overnight low 72. Cloudy Wednesday with a thunderstorm in the PM, a high around 80. Looking ahead, isolated and scattered thunderstorms all week and throughout the weekend. With your low country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
This is Paul Senior of Orange County Choppers. One thing bikers have in common, we don't put up with no BS. That's why, after a motorcycle crash, you should call these guys, the Joy Law Firm.
Take it from Paul Sr. At the Joy Law Firm, we'll shoot you straight every time. If you don't need a lawyer, we'll tell you. If you do, we'll help you.
And that's no BS. Motorcycle crash? Just call Joy. 843-888-8888. Paid spokesperson.
Attorney Ken Harrell, 5861 Rivers Avenue, North Charleston.
Personality, it's reflected in your staff. But what about your office? Did you know your workplace furniture and technology affects the attitude of your staff and clients? Let the office people show you how a complete custom solution adds energy, inspiration, and effective communication to your office. They say, we do it all. Let them set up touchless collaboration in any space or add managed print services, interior design, project management, and more. Don't be a cubicle fugitive. Let the office people help your office today. Visit theofficepeople.com.
What's your favorite color? Tell us, please.
Kids will spend 20 minutes listening to songs like this.
What's your favorite color? What's your...
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes twice a day. They have the time. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
I guess I called AA because alcohol didn't work anymore. Drinking used to give me a sense of meaning in life. I called AA not knowing what to expect. Certainly not cheerfulness, but that's what I got. People had humor. They seemed to be at ease. I hung around. Now I feel much more comfortable with myself and the people around me. Alcoholics Anonymous. It works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
In the Charleston area, call 843-723-9633.
Major key alert, don't ever play yourself. Life is like school. You will be tested, so pass it.
Learn the real major keys to getting to college at GetSchooled.com.
Stay focused. Now that's a major key alert.
Brought to you by Get Schooled and the Ad Council.
You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harton.
You ain't heard nothing.
Money can't buy happiness, but it can buy me a boat. It can buy me a truck to pull it. It can buy me a Yeti 110 eyes down with some silver bullets. Yeah, and I know what they say, money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so, but it can buy me a boat.
There you go. Buy me a boat.
Yeah, great one. Chris Jansen.
Man, I went long on that last segment, didn't I?
We go long sometimes. We go long sometimes. It's all good.
Well, I get to talking and nobody tells me to shut up, so I just keep on talking.
Hey, I'm enjoying the conversation. I'm hoping the listeners are as well.
Doubt it seriously if you're going to get your car washed today.
Oh.
Because of all the rain, but... Yeah. When that rain gets out of here, you know your car is going to be dirty. Take that thing over to Cactus Car Wash, 1800 Highway 17 north of Mount Pleasant. Full-service car wash to do detailing as well. Check them out. All their services at cactuscarwash.com. They've got that great $39.95 month special where you pay that and you get unlimited car washes. Great deal there. Stop in, meet the local owners. Phillip's always there. He's got that floppy hat on. He is at Cactus Car Wash right across from the town center in Mount Pleasant. Mm. Let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Well, I was going to tell you you're long-winded, but just couldn't get through to you on the phone because you don't pick up the phone. I'd just like to relate to you today. The SEC channel's on 94.7 and 910, and the SEC channel's on 98.9. Give it a rest a little bit, will you, please? Just a little rest. It's Fan Talk.
I've talked about very little about the SEC. I've talked about the entire world of college football.
No, you wait a minute.
Well,
you're talking about the
16
teams going to 18. Okay. You can't remember. You're my age, so you can't. Speaking of someone our age, today's birthday, you haven't said anything about. It's Tony Bennett's birthday, and you can relate. He's 95 today. You should say, have something to say about that. You know me, I can sing so well. I could sing some Tony Bennett songs for you.
Yeah, on please. The oh, joy.
Bobby, I'm trying to put a little color into the show, if you know what I'm saying.
Right.
Who cares how many football teams? You should be broadcasting every hour about COVID. You should be telling everybody to get vaccinated because we could be without football again if this COVID thing. Today, 1,651 cases. That you got to start putting an alarm up about that. Everybody, you have a wide array of fans all over the state. Tell them, please, go get a vaccine. What? It doesn't hurt to say that. Please, I beg you people, because I don't want to go get it. I've got my vaccine, but I don't want the COVID. I just don't want it. It would be too bad if we have a COPD.
The problem we have now is that people who have been vaccinated are testing positive for the COVID. So
that's right.
Problem.
People are. But they're not as bad because they got the COVID, but they're still testing positive. So it's out there. So everybody, please, it's not a public service announcement. Just go get the vaccine. It'd be better for you. I'm trying to help in any way. Because I'd like to live as long as Tony Bennett, and I'd like to hear you on the radio when I'm 95. And it would be very different to hear you, you know? I'd even help your wheelchair you'd be in to take you up to the show.
I'll bet you when I'm 95, I'm doing a show, I'm still bitching about Carolina football.
Well, and they still would not have won a national championship, right? I don't care what league you put them in.
Probably by then, Ohio State will still have never beaten South Carolina.
No, that's where you're wrong. Ohio State will beat South Carolina. You better hope Ohio State doesn't go any SEC, but then you'll have to play us on real terms, okay?
Yes, sir.
You'll have to play us. You'll have to play us. Because, you know, in bowl games, half our players don't want to play because they're thinking about going into the pros, okay? So you just got to think about that. So those victories you have are in bowl games. They're not in real games, okay?
Yes, sir.
I just thought I'd let you know that. Hey, it's a great show again. Trent, you do a great job. You're really stepping up to the plate there. You're interjecting a lot. But let's talk about COVID a little bit, okay? And I never want another word said on this show about the Chicago Cubs. Their history, they're done. That's right. Not another word. Thank you very much. And by the way, big boy football is in 30 days as of today. Just remember that. Thursday at 8 p.m. Have your seats ready in front of the TV.
37 days.
No, 30 days for Ohio State and Minnesota. September 2nd.
Big
okay?
boy football. Wouldn't that big boy football be
days
the NFL?
In. 30 days. Okay, 30 days.
30 days, big boy football. Right. And if you got nothing to do like last night other than reruns of the Atlanta Braves losing the Chicago Cubs, watch Outer Banks. Outer Banks is the real deal.
Yeah,
okay?
I got a couple of Outback Bowl games I want to watch, okay?
All right, have a great day. Thank you very much. Bad connection.
Always love.
Well, not only have we beaten Ohio State twice, we've beaten Michigan.
There you go. See?
There you go.
Outback Bowl. There you go. That's where South Carolina thrives. You get them in the Outback Bowl, all good.
South Carolina, in the big, with the exception of Iowa, we've beaten Nebraska, Michigan, Ohio State twice.
Woo.
Am I forgetting somebody here?
Hey, those sound good, though. I mean, those sound real good. Shane Beamer, you know, we got some expectations over here, sir. Let's go beat Ohio State.
So South Carolina ain't scared of no Big Ten.
No, come on.
Why would we be? Speaking of Big Ten, we do have an Ohio State team and a Michigan team in our kickoff to college football golf tournament. That coming up on August the 19th. We've got an NC State team, North Carolina team, several Carolina and Clemson teams. We have three West Virginia teams.
That's still wild.
So we got plenty of schools out there. Come on, sign up. Have fun. It'll be Thursday, August 19th, out at the Langston Stono Ferry. It's only $75 a person, $300 for a team. You get breakfast. You get lunch. You get beverages on the course. We've got great prizes. It starts, shotgun start, 10 o'clock that Thursday morning, so you get in and out quickly. And you won't even miss happy hour.
No, more importantly, people, yeah, you heard Bobby, drinks on the course.
Right. We need beverages.
Beverages, yes, obviously. If it's
beverages.
Water, Sprite, Coke, Crown and Coke, whatever it is, they got you covered.
All kind of fun things. So if your school is not, where's Citadel? We don't have any other Citadel teams. South Carolina State, Charleston Southern.
What are we doing?
Well, come on. Georgia. We need a team from Georgia.
Florida. We don't have any Florida
schools
in there.
Yeah, get some Gators over there.
I might have to call some family members then.
There you go. So sign up now. You can go to our website, charlestonsportsradio.com. It's going to be a lot of fun. That coming up Thursday, August the 19th, which will be 2 weeks from Thursday.
Coming up. It's
right?
Coming up.
So get your team and come join us for the fun. All right, we got to take a break, which is about 7 minutes late. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
What started as a small backyard millwork business over 80 years ago is now Charleston's go-to for custom millwork and building supplies. That's the Southern Lumber difference, and that's why they use Anderson Windows and Doors. Anderson products are the strongest, built to survive Charleston storms and keep out the summer heat. Experience the Southern difference at Southern Lumber today.
Southern Lumber and Millwork, your natural choice for quality.
The Real Estate Lowdown from Godown.
Hi, I'm local real estate investor Daniel Godown, co-owner of CRP Real Estate and Charleston Rental Properties. Residential real estate investing can be a daunting process. How do you know which properties will give you the highest return? CRP Real Estate, along with our affiliate company, Charleston Rental Properties, will help you navigate the real estate purchase and manage your property for years to come. Contact us today.
CRP Real Estate at 843-594-1031 and crprealestate.com.
If you drive a car or own a home, we can save you a lot of money. I'm Bobby Harrell.
And I'm Kathy Harrell from Harrell Insurance. As an independent insurance agency, we represent over 40 companies.
We shop your rate to save you 30 to 40% on your home or auto insurance instantly.
Save even more if we bundle your policies together.
Call 843-766-9900 today. That's 766-9900.
A 5-minute conversation could save you 30 to 40%.
Harrell Insurance since 1963.
Online at harrellinsurance.com.
Right now, South Carolina residents can get free tuition for more than 70 programs at Trident Technical College. That's right, free. It's no gimmick and easy to qualify. Just apply to the college, choose an eligible major, complete the FAFSA, and register for a minimum of 6 credit hours. Free tuition programs are available in engineering, manufacturing, maintenance, and technical trades. Free tuition programs are also available in culinary, hospitality, health and human services, as well as information technology. Get the skills you need to be work ready. Whether you're just starting out or looking for a career change, this is the perfect opportunity to get a quality education without student debt. So what are you waiting for? Visit us online or in person to learn more about free tuition programs. We're here for you. Your success, your future, your college. Visit tridenttech.edu and enroll today.
We know your best days include salty skin and a trip to the market in your flip-flops, and that on Saturdays, you lift heavy. And we know your relationship with that bridge is kind of complicated. If pain or injuries are making you miss out, Roper St. Francis Orthopedics can help. With online scheduling, same-day appointments, and the state's most experienced team, we make it easier to get back to living your best days. Call 833-660-HURT.
Hello, Low Country. I'm Christian Halleck, Director of Sales for Hauling Axe Tree Service. Do you have trees you would like removed, a tree requiring a trim or increase in elevation, or do you simply have a tree that is causing you concern? Are you concerned with the upcoming hurricane season? Well, Hauling Axe is the company for you. We offer a wide range of services regarding your trees and landscaping needs. We specialize in the most difficult of tree jobs. When you hire Hauling Axe, you're hiring the best of the best. We are a firefighter-owned and operated, and we provide the same level of professionalism and efficiency to your tree job as we do serving our communities. We invite you to call us today at 843-302-1924 to schedule a free estimate. Military, first responder, and other discounts available. We are licensed, insured, Hauling Axe Tree Service. And that number is 843-302-1924. Hauling Axe Tree Service, serving the Lowcountry for all their tree needs. Find us on Facebook and all social media at Hauling Axe Tree Service.
I guess I called AA because alcohol didn't work anymore. Drinking used to give me a sense of meaning in life. I called AA not knowing what to expect. Certainly not cheerfulness, but that's what I got. People had humor. They seemed to be at ease. I hung around. Now I feel much more comfortable with myself and the people around me. Alcoholics Anonymous. It works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
In the Charleston area, call 843-723-9633.
You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harden.
It's neither drink nor drug induced, no, I'm just doing all right. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good?
I don't know about that sun shining when you close your eyes. I kind of want it to be dark.
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to get some good sleep running. Get you 8 hours in.
Oh, gosh. I did not realize this. Today, one of the saddest days in baseball history.
Why is that?
On this day back in 1990, Dale Murphy was traded from the Braves to the Phillies.
Historic day.
That was a bad, bad day. But it's also days like today that I wish when I was younger, I might have worked on my jump shot a little more.
Oh, yeah?
Good God, these NBA guys are getting paid.
I tell you what.
Big money.
We've seen a lot of contracts. Like Steph Curry just signed his second $200 million deal in his career. It's over
He's
5 years.
He's making $50 million a year.
Yeah, I believe it's, yeah. It's now $261 million guaranteed over the next 5 years. It is unbelievable. There's a lot of other huge contracts, too. Chris Paul, who's 37 years old, just signed a four-year, $120 million deal. Kyle Lowry with the Miami Heat, 4 years, over $90 million. The NBA money has been ridiculous for the last 10, 15 years.
Trae Young, five-year deal, $207 million.
Yeah, and that's the rookie max. You know, as soon as you're off the rookie deal, that's the rookie max. So I can't imagine what he's going to get next.
I should have worked on my jumper just a little bit more.
Yeah, I tell you what, not using my height that I got for my advantage. Jeez. Come on.
And that's what these NFL players are looking at.
Right.
They're looking at these huge guaranteed contracts.
Yeah, and they're like, well, they're doing it. Why can't we do it? Yeah. I mean, Lonzo Ball, who averaged 14 points a game last year, just got $80 million from the Chicago Bulls. I mean, the money for role players is unbelievable.
Let's see. 14 points.
We got math going on here.
It's
calculus class.
That's about $5 million. If it was one game, it'd be over $5 million a point.
Jesus.
That's too much math for me.
Yeah, I was going to say. I don't know where this is going.
Tom Brady turned 44 today, seventh oldest player over the last 50 years to play an NFL game, and we assume he's going to play an NFL game this year.
Probably the only quarterback, right? No, it's probably kickers and punters who were that old.
I think if he starts next year, he'll be the oldest player to ever start a game.
That's unbelievable.
Steve DeBerg holds that record now.
Oh, really? When was
long
that?
Time. It was a long time with the Buccaneers, but I think he was with the Falcons.
Oh, okay.
When he set that record. So right now, Steve DeBerg is apparently the oldest person to take a snap in the NFL. Good news about the NFL vaccination rates. They say at 90% for all players.
That's great. We got.
But if
get
you
it
said
up.
That 65%. What were the Vikings' number?
65%. Yeah, they're the lowest in the NFL.
So they're probably
they're holding this down.
They make up a big chunk of that 10%.
Yeah, they're holding this down for sure. And Mike Zimmer was not happy about it during his press conference.
Oh, man. Panthers waived former Gamecock J.T. Ivey today following a hit in practice that injured Keith Kirkwood. Again, I've looked at that video 15 times.
Right.
It doesn't look but again, it was from far away, but it doesn't look that dirty of a hit. I think they're just using it to send a message, mm-hmm. and they probably said, well, It's JT Ivey. He's not going to make the team anyway.
Well, so when I watched the video, it seemed like he was running like a 15-yard dig route through the middle, which is obviously very scary for a receiver in general. And the ball missed, and he already had somebody around him. And so I think the malicious, you know, second hit in practice, you just don't put your head down in practice. That's a rule of thumb for high schoolers, for college, everybody. But don't put your head down against your own teammates.
Right. So anyway, he got cut. Right after that, real quickly after that happened this morning. Apparently, that was a big fight at Giants practice today. Giants coach Joe Judge not happy because at the bottom of the pile was his quarterback, Daniel Jones. So he was not happy today as well. Also, a note on Deshaun Watson. The criminal investigation has progressed to the point where the legal team for Deshaun Watson bracing for an eventual grand jury proceeding. And if or when Watson, if he gets indicted, he's probably not going to play at all because the league will suspend him.
They'll send him off. Yeah, that won't happen.
Yeah, I don't, and I've said all along, I don't expect Deshaun Watson to play football this year at all. I really don't. And I don't think the Texans do either. I don't even think he practiced today.
No, he was playing scout team safety during practice. I mean, come on.
Let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Hey, y'all talking about money a little bit ago, but what blows me away is that hockey player. He signed for $49 million, and the other day on the news he said he had to file for bankruptcy, the guy that was supposedly throwing hockey games. I don't know. Did you hear about that?
Oh, yeah. Kane
is his last name. I don't know. I'm not a hockey fan, so I don't know. But he signed for $49 million, but he already declared bankruptcy because he owned like $26 million or something.
That's the one, him and his wife are getting divorced, and she kind of laid out his gambling problems. Yeah.
Yeah, and then apparently he owed Vegas, one of the hotels, like a half a million dollars. They were going after it through a lawsuit, and they had dropped it or something. But I just don't understand how you can sign for $49 million and declare bankruptcy and tell everybody you're broke. But anyway.
All right, man. Yeah. I appreciate it. You know, I get it. Gambling's a sickness. Mm-hmm. I just these people like Allen Iverson who turned up broke, right. I don't have a whole lot of sympathy for them.
No. It's, you know, sometimes we see, you know, money managers and things like that take a lot of their money. But if you're gambling it away, like I'm reading right now that Kane, last year alone, he lost $1.5 million gambling. So that is on you. I mean, that is a clear addiction and sickness,
right,
like you said.
Yeah, I find it hard to muster up any type of sympathy for people to go out and buy 10 cars and stuff like that.
Tons of homes.
Yeah, I just and have 10 kids by 5 different women.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. I don't have a whole lot of sympathy in my body for people like that. Let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Bobby.
Yes.
Your memory has gone bad right now. George Blanda, got to be the oldest person in the NFL ever to take a snap. Remember him? The Raiders?
I remember George Blanda. I'm just going by what I read from ESPN stats today.
I think they forgot about George.
I think George Blanda, it seems like he was the oldest. I don't have the age here, but I believe, 47.
47, yeah. He was up there. I mean, he played substitute quarterback on occasion
right,
for the Raiders. You know, he pulled their butt out a couple times, so besides kicking them. But anyway, I just thought you may have forgotten about him.
No, I didn't. To be honest with you, I just read that on ESPN stats and took their word for it, and they were wrong. Yeah, I guess so.
Imagine ESPN being wrong. Yeah. How does that happen?
No idea.
All right, go Gophers.
All right, there you go. I'm trying to see.
Go Gophers.
If I can go back and find what I read. Maybe I read it wrong.
And I was wrong as well. 48, George Blanda was. 48 years old, taking an NFL snap.
Tom Brady got a little. Maybe they were talking about if he makes it to the end of his contract. Maybe, I don't know.
Mm. Oh yeah, that would make sense for sure. I feel like
I'll go back through and see if I can find what I apparently misread.
I think with the great quarterbacks like the Bradys and the Rodgers, like, I mean, Aaron Rodgers is going into his 17th season, and he had one of his best statistical years last year. And so we're seeing quarterbacks that are aging slightly getting a little better as they continue working on their health. It's interesting.
I remember George Blanda quite well, and trust me, he wasn't in near the shape Tom Brady is. Tom Brady's such a goofy person, you know?
Have you been watching his TikToks and his social media? I mean, he's having fun, isn't he?
He's like somebody's dad. He's just goofy.
Yeah, he literally is like a goofy dad. That's what it seems like with his kids. You see the video of him and stuff with his kids. He's always being a goofball. Yeah, I mean,
he would be like, when he quits football, if he wanted to get, he could be like a goofy dad on a sitcom or something.
Yeah, absolutely. Throw him in a sweater and everything will be good to go. Do you think Tom Brady gets into the media after he retires? I don't know.
He really doesn't, at least from what we've seen, and he's been around for a long time. Does he have the personality for something like that? I don't think he does.
I don't know. Watching the match, it seemed like Aaron Rodgers had much more personality than Tom Brady. I think Tom Brady's a very, very calculated guy, but from his social media as of recently, he's kind of been making some funny videos. I don't know. I don't know if he's going to like call games or anything like that, but maybe some big network.
He shoots out a funny tweet every now and then, especially right before the match.
Yeah.
And taking shots at people. And stuff like that, but
taking shots at Aaron Rodgers during the interview for the match.
Is Tom Brady doing that, or is somebody who works for Tom Brady doing that?
It's like DeChambeau. It seemed like during the match, it seemed like somebody wrote all of DeChambeau's jokes.
So I don't know. I mean, I'm sure he would certainly look good on TV, right?
Yeah, more than likely, very handsome fellow for sure.
So he just didn't come across as an outgoing personality.
No.
He's kind of quiet.
He's always been quiet. Yeah, that's why, like, the Howard Stern interview a couple years ago was kind of like the first see into the mind of Tom Brady. And because we've never heard from him being with the Patriots.
But if Eli Manning, who's going to call Monday Night Football, him and Peyton, in a different type setting on ESPN2 this year, I mean, if Eli Manning can do it, because he's as dull as it gets.
I was going to say, that famous picture of him on the sideline with his face and his mouth wide open. Like, Peyton's much more charismatic, and that's saying, little, because they're both kind of the same way. They don't do social media, you know, they're not super outgoing guys, but they know their football.
All right, we got to take a break. We got one more segment to go. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Accidents on major routes right now. Mark Clark eastbound at Virginia Avenue. Mark Clark westbound at Dorchester Road. On the interstate westbound at Somerville. On the interstate westbound at 218 and at the Ravenel Bridge. We have accidents. Wrecks clearing up Midland Park at Stahl and 165 at Savannah Highway. We also have reports of accidents. Sproul at Meeting Street Road and Folly at Fort Johnson. Tons of heavy traffic on your major routes home. Things in West Ashley, Mount Pleasant, the Ravenel Bridge in both directions, the Mark Clark in both directions. It's a slow go. Max Place is your Chicago-themed Irish sports bar. They have 25 HD TVs. You're home for the Chicago Cubs. Max Place on East Bay, across from the Custom House. That's the latest Tri-County traffic update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic report provided to you by South Carolina Federal Credit Union, recently recognized as the best financial institution by readers of the Post and Courier. Visit scfederal.org, South Carolina Federal Credit Union.
Low Country Weather.
Brought to you by Garfield Jewelers on Savannah Highway in West Ashley. Expect to be impressed. Here's your afternoon forecast. Periods of rain and a thunderstorm and a high around 79. Heavy rain and a thunderstorm tonight. Total rainfall of the day could lead to flooding. Overnight low 72. Cloudy Wednesday with a thunderstorm in the PM, a high around 80. Looking ahead, isolated and scattered thunderstorms all week and throughout the weekend. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
During these uncertain times, Garfield Jewelers cares about your safety, the special hours, and the convenience of appointment shopping. Garfield's is here to celebrate life's biggest moments with our classic one-of-a-kind estate jewelry, our unique diamond engagement rings, and everything beautiful under the sun. Now more than ever, serving you safely is our pleasure at Garfield Jewelers, Savannah Highway, across from Nissan. Expect to be impressed.
This hour is brought to you by the Bradley Insurance Agency. Call the Bradley Insurance Agency at 843-881-AUTO. That's 843-881-AUTO. Or email Philip Bradley at allstate.com for a quote today.
Being on your own is fulfilling, but sometimes you only get so far. That's why the SCDVA exists, to take our veterans further with a team of veterans and civilians supporting veterans, driven to excel at accelerating the lives of our team here at home. The South Carolina Department of Veterans Affairs can help you find staying power and support you and your family any way we can. SCDVA. Lead. Serve. Remember. Find your support at scdva.sc.gov or call 803-734-0200.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harton.
You ain't heard nothing.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Fan Talk, our final segment of the day. Don't forget Braves baseball. Braves at the Cardinals tonight, 8 o'clock. We'll have that on 94.7 FM and 9:10 a.m. And I just checked my emails. Still nothing from the River Dogs. So as far as we know, River Dogs still a go tonight.
I'm sure we'll get another win for the
River Dogs.
I
haven't been out in 48 minutes to check the Doppler window.
Yeah,
and see what it's doing out there. It was raining at 5 o'clock. I do know that. So
yeah, I haven't been out there either.
But they got tarps. They got good drainage. So
French drains. They'll be all right.
Hopefully they will get that in. So there you go. Hey, I saw this today. It has nothing to do with sports. Apparently, the Rolling Stones are going on tour again.
Is that right? Here we go.
I saw them 50 years ago.
Really?
In concert.
Where?
1971. I guess it's the Bojangles Arena now.
Okay.
In Charlotte.
Oh, right, right.
The
yes.
First Charlotte Coliseum.
Okay.
And 1971.
And they're going back on tour.
And they're going back on tour.
So is Bobby Harton going to make an appearance to the Rolling Stones concert if it gets near here?
Well, the email, I don't know how I got this email. But the email I got, there was only three cities. One was Las Vegas. I don't have a list of their full tour.
Okay. I'll see if I can find that, because if they're coming somewhere close.
I mean, the fact that those guys can still go on tour and it'll probably sell it out.
Oh, yeah. They will sell out damn near everywhere they go.
But you had this was the email that you had to get on the mailing list when tickets go on sale.
They're coming to Charlotte September 30th, Bobby. September 30th.
What day is that?
Stand by.
Hey, wait a minute. I can look it up on my phone here.
I forget, you have some access.
And I go, hey, Mick, remember me? That is a Thursday.
Mm. Can't do it.
So that is, wait a minute. Let me see where Carolina plays that Saturday.
Uh-oh.
Might have to work out a trip here.
Can we do a show from Charlotte?
Mick can come on and they can wheel him to wherever I'm doing the show.
There's still tickets left, so. Oh, they're going everywhere. Wow. They're going to Heinz Field. Cotton Bowl Stadium.
September 30th?
September 30th.
Yeah, we play Troy and Columbia. So go to Charlotte, come back to Columbia.
Hey.
Now I think there isn't Nashville on their list?
I do believe so. Yes, Nashville is October 9th. October 9th.
Yeah, we play at Tennessee that day.
Ooh.
I don't think I could do both of them.
Is it a noon Tennessee kickoff? I think you could fit them in.
Yeah, but you don't know. Yeah, that's a long haul from Knoxville to, I guess it's about 2.5 hours. So I just thought it was amazing that the Rolling Stones going back on tour. And again, I saw them. And that was my freshman year at Carolina. And I was in summer school because I didn't want to go back to Orangeburg.
Right.
We went up and saw them at the original Charlotte Coliseum, which I think is called the Bojangles. It looks like a big mushroom.
Yeah, the Bojangles.
Yeah. And so anyway, I got kicked out of the Carolina Davidson basketball game, and I had to go sit over in the IHOP.
Why is that?
I said something to the referee.
There you go.
And I probably shouldn't have said. Let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Hey, Bobby, Bill the Bills fan.
Hey.
Talking about the Stones, you know, the last real concert that I went to was the Rolling Stones in Hampton, Virginia at the Scope Coliseum in 1976.
So it's been about as long as I have since I saw them.
Yeah. It's close anyway, but.
I'm not trying to make you feel old, man. I got to make sure. Hey, we're younger than the Rolling Stones, right?
Well, yeah, we are. You know, I'm your age, so yeah, I feel your pain.
I think they played in Clemson in the '80s as well.
I've seen memes of Keith Richards. You know, saying he was teaching Bob Dylan how to play guitar.
Well, there you go. All right, man. Appreciate you call. Yeah, they played at the football stadium.
Oh, is that right?
I want to think in '80s somewhere around there. I didn't get to go, but I know they played at Clemson one year in the football stadium. Let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Bobby, good afternoon. This is Rodney. How are you?
Good.
All right. Two quick things. The concert, as far as for the Rolling Stones, that's a Thursday. Unfortunately, you know, they would do those type things. I guess big areas, I think they have a big enough space to put it in the night before Friday. You know, some people will go ahead and take off, that type of thing. But real quick in regards to the whole alignment, realignment, I guess, concern. I don't know if you got a chance to cover it. I was in and out on the conversation, but as you know, football expression stirs the drink. So the problem that I see, even if you put some other teams together as far as what the Big 12 was trying to do, either with Pac-12 or however the case, you still, well, not necessarily them, but the idea that you came up with the A or B as far as divisions, the TV pot, you're going to have the situation where football still is going to try to be muscled, and you have the teams that I think are formed mainly for basketball. It's only so much, I guess, that they'll have to jerry-rig, so to speak, the TV contract, because Kansas has a better basketball than football. So if anything, it's, you know, how when they do divide the two.
All this realignment is about football and football money. I think basketball survives any of this. I really I really do. I don't think it matters as much.
It can, but it depends on how greedy the teams, you know, get, because you only can split it up so much.
Right. Well, I mean, if they form a super conference, that'll be the ultimate greed move. Because they're going to leave a lot of good people hanging.
Yep.
So, all right, we're out. Talk to you tomorrow.
Cheers.
Step into the boot jack. Try it.